AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Paramedics say a woman has been killed in a house fire in Belvedere in the north of Durban. Officials are currently treating three other people for burns and smoke inhalation at the premises on Edmondsbury Road. Reaction Unit South Africa says they received reports earlier of a house fire with residents trapped inside. They say once the fire was put out, they found the body of an elderly woman inside. Another woman was treated for multiple burns, while two men were treated for smoke inhalation. As the National Assembly prepares to vote on the 2025 budget this afternoon, the EFF and DA have raised concerns over procedural irregularities in adopting the fiscal framework. The Standing Committee on Finance approved the report yesterday, but both parties have since written to National Assembly Speaker Toko Didiza calling for a review. The EFF and DA argued that the committee failed to clarify whether it fully accepts or amends the 2025 fiscal framework and revenue proposals as required by the law. The report, which includes recommendations from Action SA, proposes that Treasury be given 30 days to explore alternatives to tax hikes and scrap the proposed 0.5% VAT increase and adjust personal income tax brackets. A majority voted in favour. And Gaza rescuers say nine children are among the dead in an Israeli strike on a UN building. The Israeli army says it targeted Hamas militants in the strike in Jabalia refugee camp, and that Gaza Civil Defense Agency said killed 19 people. The army says in a statement that it struck militants inside a command and control center. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is not immediately able to confirm the strike. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry has condemned it as a massacre at the UNRWA clinic in Jabalia. The top story this hour, paramedics say a woman has been killed in a house fire in Belvedere in the north of Durban. Officials are currently treating three other people for burns and smoke inhalation at the premises on Edmondsbury Road. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.